The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Hey, welcome to Money and Me. This is part of the show where we learn what those new to trading can start to imbibe to get started. My friend Terence Tan joining us. He's head of education and business development at IG Asia. This is the second of a three-part series. We're talking about techniques that you can use and different techniques that you can use in different situations when it comes to navigating investment markets. Terence has been a qualified chartered market technician since 2014, 14 years experience in the financial industry. He also conducts seminars on topics as varied as technical analysis, forex trading, trading psychology, and trading systems. Today, we're going to recap our key takeaways from last week where we talked about trend lines, and we're also going to make sure that we dive deep into new techniques you can use in particular situations and how, you know, a beginner or an experienced trader might use these techniques a little bit differently. First up, good morning. Good morning, Terence. How are you?
Hi, good morning, everyone.
All right. So you want to kick us off by reminding us that these are your opinions that we're listening to?
Yep. So basically, today I'm going to share with you some other techniques and everything. But before we go on that, I just want you to know that any of the views, the comments, opinions that I'll be sharing are actually meant to be general in nature. They're only just meant for educational or informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as financial advice to trade or to make an investment which I'm not licensed to provide. And they do not in any way constitute any form of investment advice or offer solicitation to trade or invest in any investment products or financial instruments. All right. So the views, opinions and comments that I'll be sharing are solely my own and do not in any way reflect the views, opinions of or endorsements of IG Asia. All right. So listeners should take into account and consider your own investment objectives, financial situations and particular needs before making any commitments to trade or invest in any investment products. Right. Please separately seek the services of an independent financial advisor, of which I am not, before making any decisions to trade, buy, sell, hold any investment product or if you require advice. All right, so listeners should note that there are risks involved in trading and investments, and all forms of investments carry risks. So trading CFDs might not be suitable for everyone, and they can result in losses that exceeds deposits. So listeners, please ensure that you fully understand the risks and costs involved.
Okay, great. That out of the way, let's go back to making trading fun and understanding investing fun, which is what the program is all about. Listen, last week we were talking about trend lines, how to plot a trend line. I thought it was really useful. I wonder if you can do a quick recap for listeners who missed that first lesson.
All right. For listeners who have actually missed on that, just a quick summary, right? So what we learned last week was actually we discussed about drawing this trend line on price charts, right? So the trend line is actually drawn when you actually connect the prices, highs and the lows. So if you actually see when the market is actually rising, you will want to connect the price lows, draw that trend line. So that trend line is actually a support level for the rising prices. Now, if the prices are coming down, you do the reverse. If the prices are coming down, you connect the highs of the price, therefore forming a resistance. So that's the trend line. And when that trend line breaks, it signifies a potential reversal of the main trend of the market.
Okay, and you gave us 4 days to do that homework.
Yes.
Has plot everyone a trend line.
Done their homeworks
okay,
in that 4 days?
Let's listen out for that. Everybody done your homework? I hope so. Okay, this is really fascinating. So the trend lines help us understand when the market could be breaking.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So not too difficult, but do you have any other techniques that you're going to share today that we can, you know, even a beginner can pick up? I don't want something too technical, like technical analysis.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So the next technique that I'm going to share with our listeners today will be the moving averages. Mm. And you can actually find this indicator on any price charts. So I just want to emphasize a bit more, right, in that if you are actually already into technical analysis, you might find moving averages to be like, wow, that's so basic. Are you sure that this is really for me? But what I'm going to share with you guys today, you'll find that it's going to be more useful than you think.
Okay, moving averages. That sounds like my answers in my maths papers. But tell us, what is a moving average? Where can I find it on a price chart? What is it?
All right. Oh, basically, what it does is that it actually shows you the average price over a period of time. And this period of time can be short, medium, or long. All right. So when you actually draw the moving average in, you can actually see the general direction of where the market is actually moving in that short, medium, or long term.
Okay, wait, hold on. So I have to go back to the price chart?
Yes, exactly.
Does the moving average have anything to do with my trend lines?
Not exactly, but they will also attempt to show you the trends of the markets, actually.
Okay.
Yep.
So how do I calculate a moving average?
All right. So basically, you don't need to actually take up a calculator and calculate. So that's the good part.
That's good.
Yep. So what exactly you need to do is that go to the chart itself, right? This chart, you can actually go with any brokers. So open up the charts, look for indicators, and look for moving averages. So draw that in first. For a start, I want you to draw in 3 moving averages. Mm-hmm. So that would be the moving average of 20, 50, and 100. All right? So I repeat again, that's the moving average of 20, 50, and 100. And draw this on the 1 hour chart.
Okay, wow. Mm-hmm. So what does the 20, 50, and 100 refer to again?
All right, so basically what happened is when you draw in the moving average of 20, that actually shows you the short-term trend of the market. And I want you to actually color this in red. All right, so MA20, color that in red. The moving average of 50, that's actually showing you the medium-term trend of the markets. I want you to actually color that in blue. All right, the last one, MA100, that actually shows you the long-term trend of the market. I want you to color that in green. All right, so MA20, red, MA50, blue, MA100, green.
Okay, and this is going to help me understand what about the market?
All right, so it does all sound a bit technical, right? So when you actually draw these 3 lines in, right, I want you to see what are the orders of these 3 lines. Are they like a line like at the top? Is it going to be like a red followed by blue followed by green? Or is it jumbled up? Is it like a red, green, blue, right? Mm. So the main thing is you want it to see if it's aligned properly. If you see red followed by blue followed by green from the top down, right, it means that if you look at the prices of the markets, it is trending upwards. Mm-hmm. Right? If you see red, blue, green, the market is trending upwards. If you see the reverse, if you see from top down, you actually see green first, right? So green, blue, red, that means that the market is trending downwards. So you're trying to find the order and you're trying to see whether are they actually line up correctly.
Ooh, I like this. So you're looking for order. If you see red, blue, green, and this is all from top down.
Yes, correct. So top down, red, blue, green.
Red, blue, green, market is trending upwards. And then if it's green, blue, red, market's trending
downwards.
Downwards.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to replay my own podcast so that I can get it. My guest today is Terence Tan, Head of Education and Business Development at IG Asia. And he's helping us understand some easy techniques that even do experienced traders use this?
Yes, exactly. So a lot of experienced traders, they are also referencing the moving averages to see what is the trend of the markets, actually. So this is not something only the beginners can use. A lot of advanced traders can use. And that's the reason why it is so successful, just because that it is very widely used globally, actually.
Well, I'm glad we're learning it today. This is Money and Me. I'm Michelle Martin. Let's look at another indicator, the MACD. Mm-hmm. That's what you've got planned for us today, right? What does it stand for, first of all?
All right. The long form of this is the moving average convergence divergence. But I don't want you to remember this as the full name, right? You're not going to be taking an exam.
Mm-hmm.
So just look at your indicators again. Pull down this MACD. All right. So if let's say if there are a few selections for MACD, the exact indicator I want you guys to look at is the MACD histogram. All right. Mm. So when you actually put this on the chart itself, it's going to be quite simple. What you're going to be seeing on your charts is going to be either green or red for the MACD histogram. And that's it. So when you see green, the market is trending up.
Okay.
Right? If you see red, the market is trending down. Simple as that.
Okay. So this is already on the chart. I just have to look for the indicator.
Exactly. So just add it in and magically it will just show you green or red.
Green or red. Okay. Remember, green is good, green is up, and red means the market is generally trending downwards. So then what happens when I see green?
All right. So,
or if I see red, what do I do to make money?
All right, sure. Let's try to combine the techniques, right? So MACD, you have either green or red to show you whether the market is trending up or trending down. Now, back to moving average. If let's say if they're aligned in the red, blue and green, that means the market is trending up. And if they're aligned on the opposite direction, it means that the market is trending downwards, right? So now you have two indicators. And then on the last show, we were showing you those trend lines, right? They're actually trying to tell you a story to say that is the market going up or down.
Mm.
So now you have three indicators or three techniques to show you whether the market is actually trending up or down. You can view this as having three advisors to you. So now you have three advisors to your trading that's trying to tell you is the market going up or down or just going sideways. Now, if one of them is telling you, okay, the market is going up, then the other two is saying, no, I don't think so. Do you think it's a good time to be going long on the markets? Maybe, maybe not. So it's quite iffy, right? But if all three advisors is trying to tell you, saying that, I think the market is going to be trending upwards, then in that case, you're increasing the probability that the market is looking to trend upwards. Now, but one word of caution, doesn't necessarily mean that the markets will go upwards even if all three indicators is actually showing you that it is going up? No. All right? So just a note of caution is that this just increases your probability, but it does not necessarily mean that you definitely make profits. Definitely not. So this is just to increase your probability on that.
Okay. So again, these are your three advisors. And I always say three advisors are better than one.
Mm-hmm. All right. But
they
of course,
point
they are
towards
not
probability. This is not a causal link.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is so excellent. And, you know, it's not easy to break this down. It's still quite technical, you know, for beginners like me and some listeners out there. But you've done a really, really excellent job, Terence. I wonder if you can just summarize for us before we let you go what we've learned today.
All right. So basically what we are trying to do here is that all the different techniques that we have actually learned today is all about trying to see what is the trend in the markets. These are just three different tools that you can actually look at to use. But the thing is this, these are just reference points. All right. So after you have seen these three reference points showing you whether the market is actually trending upwards or downwards or actually just going sideways, you still need to make your own decision to see whether are you actually in line with that. Then now try to play some trades in the markets and see how you react to it. So it's actually back to the psychology of trading. And always try this on a demo account first, just to get acquaintance with the techniques and everything. And after that, when you're comfortable, then you might actually want to move on to a live account.
Yeah, and get those crayons out. The red, the greens, the blues.
Yep.
Wonderful. Any last words for would-be traders this morning or would-be newbies trying to navigate the investment market, Terence?
I actually want to end this off with that caution is that trading is actually still going to be risky.
Mm.
You still need to actually weigh what are your probabilities, what happens if you actually make a loss and everything. And always ask yourself, what is the maximum loss that you can afford to lose, all right? So if let's say everything just goes haywire, what if you actually lose your whole deposits and everything, and even more, are you able to live with that? If the answer is a yes, then you proceed on. And also understand that trading is actually something that will take you years to pick up the necessary skills in order to be successful in trading. Hence, just be aware of that. But if you actually put in the time, I'm sure that the results is going to be fruitful for you.
Yep, There's no better place to start than where you are in the current present moment to learn. And again, if you want a refresher, you can download the podcast from last week's session where we talked about trend lines and what cryptic charts are. Combine it with this week's session and you have, again, three advisors versus one indicator to help you figure out probabilities in the market. Okay. So
just to end off that one point, those three advisors are just analogies. They are not actual advisors.
Yes.
Yes.
Analogy.
You misunderstand that.
Thank you, Terrence.
Right,
Head
sure,
of Education
welcome.
And Business Development at IG Asia.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.